Exclusive video, Democrat Tom Malinowski staffer kicks attendee out of public campaign event for recording. By Jacob Bliss and Brecken Eftis on June 9, 2022. An exclusive video obtained by Breitbart News shows a staffer for embattled New Jersey Democrat Representative Tom Malinowski kicking out a person attending a public event to meet the congressman. The person appears to have been removed for recording the event. Malinowski held an event in Springfield on June 4 called Tom's in Town, which clearly stated on his Facebook page is an event to bring a friend who hasn't had the chance to meet the congressman. The event page also noted that the event was to give anyone the opportunity to meet Tom, the campaign team, and your neighbors, to find out how you can help us win big in November. At the event, the attendee filming the video was subsequently kicked out by a staffer who appears to be event organizer Lisa Mandelblatt. Bye-bye. It's a private event. Go, Mandelblatt stated. Thank you so much for coming. Mandelblatt did not answer Breitbart News's request for comment as to why the person attending a public event was kicked out. Watch. Mandelblatt ran for Congress against Malinowski in 2018 before dropping out and endorsing him. She also went on to lose her election in 2019 in a bid for the New Jersey General Assembly. While there is a disclaimer on the event's registration page disallowing recordings, that rule only references a virtual event, which this public event clearly was not, given the crowd. Malinowski will run against New Jersey State Senator Thomas Kean Jr., R., who won his primary Tuesday night, in November's general election in the state's 7th congressional district, a race that will be pivotal for control of the House. Malinowski only beat Kean Jr. by 1.2% in 2020. This is also a district that failed 2016 Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton won by 1%. Republicans have traditionally held the district for decades. Following the congressman's primary win, news also broke that Malinowski parted ways with his campaign manager, Stacey Cohen, his campaign confirmed to Politico. The report noted that by Wednesday morning, the day following the primary, Cohen had deleted a mention of Malinowski from her Twitter bio, which lists several other Democratic candidates and companies she's worked for. The recently embattled congressman has been targeted by the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, as part of a national campaign with hopes that Democrats like him would either retire or be weak enough for a Republican to flip the districts. After striving to win back the House in 2020, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. To win the majority requires a net gain of only 5 Republican seats in November, and a lot is on the line in both the House and the Senate. For the Democrats, losing either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have a more challenging time passing their partisan agenda items before the next presidential election. In recent months, some of the inflamed controversy Malinowski received was after he appeared to go on a tirade against parents taking issue with what their children are learning in school. He called their concerns made-up cultural bullshit that came from a fringe movement, which was revealed in a Breitbart News exclusive exposé. Following the exposé, the New Jersey Democrat has since doubled and tripled down on his blunders, resulting in his cancellation of an education forum with parents and students. Malinowski was scheduled to have an education forum for students and parents, which he canceled on April 19, then rescheduled to May 21. By May 11, Malinowski's dismissiveness toward concerned parents continued. In response to a question from NJ Spotlight News about Breitbart News's release of the anti-parent tirade video, Malinowski said he did not regret his comments. "The only ones who should be ashamed are the politicians who have blatantly lied about the issue," he insisted. "This is national strategy. The Republicans are coming at us with chaos and culture wars." His May 21 education forum was also canceled and has not been rescheduled. Malinowski's position on education issues can be seen in light of the fact that the lawmaker has received $29,002 from teachers' unions since becoming a member of Congress, as Breitbart News previously reported. Mandelblatt also did not answer if Malinowski does not want to be seen on video given the trouble it has given him in the past with his anti-parent comments. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter at Jacob Bliss. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Breckenthes.